The woman in row 12, with thick arms, probably diabetic, Lyle thought, closed her shade. It set off another little annoyance. People are pliant on planes. Powerless, Lyle thought, flying chattel. He kept walking forward. The plane was neither full nor particularly big. One of the mid-size deals, smaller even, less than 36 people. Cloth seats, a worn plane, but with those little screens mounted behind each one. Lyle felt the eyes on him. Who, they must be wondering, was this man with the slight hitch in his gait and light brown hair pasted to the side of his head from sleep? Still, even now, Lyle had the look of someone sturdy, even important, which he once had been.
"Please take your seat,"
the flight attendant urged a tall man as they threaded through four rows of first class. "I need to get something from the overhead," the man protested. He wore noise-canceling headphones on his ears and spoke a decibel too loudly.
"Take your seat. Just give us a few minutes."
The flight attendant paused at the flight deck door and waited until Lyle caught up.
"I'm Stella. You're a doctor, right? Not a PhD doctor?"
"Both. Infectious disease, immunology. I'm not sure I can be of much help." "We're on the ground?" The woman nodded. "In Steamboat?"
"Yes."
But she half shrugged, noncommittal.
"Hang on."
The flight attendant knocked on the flight deck door. A small slider window opened, giving way to an eye. The flight attendant explained she had the doctor, and the eye blinked. Lyle heard a woman's voice, faintly, say,
"Step aside and let him in."
Lyle looked back at the plane load of passengers to see many of them craning into the aisle to glean his purpose. He walked into the flight deck. It was dark, outside, at least. Inside, the controls remained lit up, somewhat, a handful of red lights. The air hung, stale. Seated to his left in a tan chair, a woman, he thought, though her back was to him. She must be the pilot. To his right, facing him, sat the navigator or co-pilot or whatever. Between them and overhead, a dense instrument panel that looked like the electrical version of wall-to-ceiling carpeting. In front of each pilot, two screens, each black. Between them, a big handle, which Lyle presumed to be the throttle. Other than that, it was Greek to him.
"I'm Lyle Martin."
"Eleanor Hall. The first officer is Jerry Weathers. You're a doctor."
"Yes."
Thought, doctor-ish. Enough of one. Used to be. Maybe that's why they kept asking him, to see if it was still true.
"Is someone sick?"
Eleanor reached down to her right to the control panel and flipped a white switch. Outside, there was an explosion of bright, the airplane's headlights. They illuminated a swath of pavement, the tarmac. A second later, she turned off the light. But the images were burned into Lyle's drug-tinged brain. A man in an orange jumpsuit lying on the ground beside a luggage transporter. Two other workers toppled upon each other. A desolate hangar to the right, and the clincher, inside the window of a small airport, a half-dozen would-be passengers or staff, motionless.
"As near as we can tell," Eleanor said, "everyone out there is dead."